When I was a child, my grandma told stories of Joanna Veenstra. Joanna Veenstra was a missionary in Nigeria in the 1920s and 30s. She was someone who came to missions conferences on furlough back to the United States, and my grandma would sit with her and talk with her and be so encouraged about her stories. And as I grew up, my grandma would often tell stories of Joanna Veenstra. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She arrived in Lagos in January of 1920. She led the work in Lupoe in 1922, and in this work she did medical work and preaching to the Keteb people. And she planted churches, brought people to Christ, planted churches, raised up leaders. Today, in that church, it's called the Christian Reformed Church of Nigeria, over 500,000 members profess Jesus Christ, started by a woman in the 1920s. Even though it was founded by this woman, today it has conservative views about women as ruling elders. So she did not go there with the intent of any social gospel agenda. Her agenda was the gospel. Joanna Veenstra has been written about by various people because of the powerful way God used her. Edwin Harvey wrote in They Knew Their God about how Joanna listened to Dr. Cum's address with breathless interest as he depicted the condition of scores of dusty African tribes dying outside the pale of the gospel. Her heart was moved. At the close of the service, she retired to her tent where she spent 3 days alone in communion with God. Then she knew that in the heart of the eternal, her field of service was to be Nigeria. Joanna was not permitted, however, to go to the African field until she was 25. So the next 3 years were spent in training for midwifery and in work with a city mission that acquainted her with almost every conceivable type of gospel effort. She took the message of the cross to rescue homes, prisons, hospitals, gypsy camps, and even in the houses of ill fame and opium dens in Chinatown of New York City. So many of you understand being trained, and you right now are ministering to people on the street. Many of you are ministering to young people in crisis. Many of you yourselves have gone through many crises. So you are called into ministry. And if you're a woman listening to this today, you've sensed that call like Joanna Veenstra, and that call is so real and present for you. And as a woman, you probably understand that there's debate about women in office. And the debate rages. In many ways, this is a post-Enlightenment type of situation. The Enlightenment talked about equality for all people. And the Enlightenment's point for government is that men and women are free under the law, and there should not be discrimination. So it's understandable that there would be discussion about anything a man can a woman do. So is every office open for everybody? And those are some of the debates that rage. What happens is we have unhelpful extremes. Some say, you know, it's really equality. That's the only way we read scripture, through the eyes of equality. And others say, no, we read through the eyes of a, you know, historic understanding of women have their place in the home and they don't talk at all and they just say yes, sir, to their husbands. Okay, so you have these various extremes that are out there. And if you read the discussions on the internet or if you go to various schools or denominations, you'll find that basically there are two biblical positions on women in office, especially in the position of ruling elder. You're going to find some who say it's allowable for women and some who say it's not allowable for women. What Christian Leaders Institute seeks to do is basically hold to a conservative headship principle when it applies to ruling elders and senior pastors. In this ordination class, we also have posted Dr. David Fettes' presentation in Theology 2, where he talks about how the Bible still holds up a headship principle. One of the things Dr. Fettes, a point he really makes, is that this does not mean that women are in the sidelines in any way. That women do have a calling. Women are to be used with all of their gifts for ministry. So, what we believe at Christian Leaders Institute is women can be ordained to ministry. It is allowable based on Scripture for a woman to be ordained to ministry in the order of Phoebe or in the order of a deacon. In fact, we read in Romans chapter 16, verse 1, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon in the church of Centuria. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people and give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. Now, if you look at that passage, Romans 16, verse 1, we read that Phoebe is a deacon in the church of Centuria. Now, a deacon in that word deacon there is deaconus. And what that word is talking about is a servant heart, someone who is a minister in the gospel. Like Timothy was called a deaconus, a deacon as well, a servant to the Lord. Now, it's interesting, many translations have just said, you know, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant, but the word is, in fact, a deacon. Then later, there, the Apostle Paul says that to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many. That word benefactor is translated by different translations, the helper of many people. That word is proistemi, which is a word that's stronger than just a helper. She has been a benefactor. In fact, some translations could even go, she has been a leader of many people, including me. Now, the point in this whole thing is that Phoebe was called by God and had a very powerful place of ministry. She actually held the letter of the Romans and delivered it to the Romans and explained to the Romans some of the things that might have been hard to understand. In Romans, one of the most theological books, probably the most theological book of the entire New Testament, is Romans. And Phoebe, this woman deacon, delivered the book and explained its content. So does God have a purpose and a plan for women in ministry? We believe yes. What Christian Leaders Institute is doing in terms of ordination is to ordain men and women to the office of ministry via the order of Stephen or Phoebe in the Bible. And Christian Leaders Institute is chartered to support this ordaining for both men and women. The ordination in the order of Stephen and Phoebe in the Bible means that if someone wants to know whether you're ordained, they can go to the Christian Leaders Directory and find that you have gone through the steps of ordination, which you are doing in this class with these comprehensive tests, with learning about ordination, learning about offices. Then if you're in this directory, whether it's a government authority or whether it's someone in your local church or someone that wants to know whether you're ordained, they can just go to that directory and find your name. Women ordained to ministry, you know, we're not going to solve that whole debate here at Christian Leaders Institute, and our purpose is not to do that. So we understand there will be local understandings on this issue. So what your local church ordaining authority does on the issue is to be respected even by us. So if you totally disagree on our position about women in office, that women ought to be ruling elders and senior pastors, we understand that. That's not going to stop us from giving you everything you need to be trained for ministry. We could have that disagreement, and that's fine, because we believe that the Holy Spirit is at work in a mighty way. In one denomination, the one that I come from, the Christian Reformed denomination, they have settled this issue this way. There are two biblical positions and let's learn to respect one another. Now what happens is sin gets in there and be very careful because now it's like there's two teams here and one tries to make the other team look bad and the other team looks bad this way. Our heart and our love for all people is to say, look, here's what we believe. We don't know what your journey is, but we know this. God has a plan for women ordained to ministry. This ministry could be many, many things. How about a movement planner? A woman could plant a movement of God like Joanna Veenstra did in Nigeria. A pastor, in our view, that would not be a senior pastor, could be an evangelist, could be a woman's ministry leader, a chaplain, church planter. You know, the church planter, somebody says, well, isn't the church planter sort of the senior ruling elder? No. A church could be planted where God raises up elders or deacons, or maybe there's a bishop somewhere else. But the point being is to, even though we're honoring headship, we believe that nothing has to be holding you back from using your gifts. You could start a young Christian leaders organization, lead other young people into the gospel. Ministry to the poor, family ministry, etc. In other words, there's ministry for ordained women in the order of Phoebe everywhere in the world. Now, how would that look for you? Well, you'd get an ordination certificate or ordination cards. Somehow or other, we would put on there something like this. This isn't the final version necessarily, and sometimes these versions change, but here's an example. Christian Leaders, NPO, that's non-for-profit organization, designates Phoebe Smith, ordained to ministry on May 1, 2014, signed by a CLI representative, signed also by a local representative, which we'll explain more in this class, and then we'll also indicate Phoebe Smith is registered at www.christianleadersdirectory.org. So, women in ministry can be very controversial, and Christian Leaders Institute does not want to get into the controversy. We want to say we clearly understand that women were ordained for ministry in our hearts and minds in the order of Phoebe or Stephen or a deacon. And really, deacons are not just people who collect money on Sunday. It's just not preparation for an elder in a local church. Deacons are leaders, evangelists, called people to ministry that God will use, like God used Joanna Veenstra, to change the world.